This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 12th of January 2016 on Monocle 24. Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Holly Fisher. For this week's music review, I'm joined by Diego Jalfin and Estefiana Panizza, founders of the Latin American music brand Radio Cascabel. They'll be talking me through their work with musicians and visual artists in South America, and they've also arrived armed with a few Latin American tracks to stick on your playlist for the new year. That's all to come on the Monocle Arts Review, so stick around. Welcome to the show, Diego and Steffi. Before we talk about some of your music picks for this week, let's talk a little bit about Radio Cascabel and how it got started.
Radio Cascabel started last year, 2015, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Latin America. It's a musical and visual project. We started with Steffi, curating the most exciting Latin American sounds. And so we have an online radio going on, and we do a couple of radio shows here in London, and we offer some other music services, and we also work with visual artists from Latin America, emerging talents.
And how does the visual art play in with the music? Are they interlinked?
Yes, in somehow we have a special part on our website for community playlist, and once a month we change the visual art that is on the background, and it belongs to a new artist. Weekly also we search for new talents, and we show their work on our social networking, and we ask them to invite them to do a playlist and to pick up maybe a record favorite they like.
And the artists that you're playing are all sort of South American, Latin American. Are the artists that you get to draw or to paint for you, are they also from the same area?
Yes. I'm Steph from Radio Cascabel. Yes, they are all from Latin America. And also we try to pick up for young artists, emerging talents, to show their work. And this part of this section of the radio is the more interactive one because it's based on playlists, and a lot of musicians and designers and visual artists start doing their playlists and sharing to the world. And I think that way started growing bigger, the project, because it started spreading the word, everybody, and it's cool.
What sort of brands are looking for a Latin American playlist?
Well, sometimes brands that has to do with Latin America, but some other times with fresh new music, different sounds, unexpected.
Yeah, because here most of the people we know, the project is known for them, they are really surprised because the sounds are really new for them, they are like exotic, and it's cool because they feel that they have like a really original idea for their project. And also we try to work with them and to respect the identity of the brand or the restaurant or the bar, not to force too much to be only Radio Cascabel, but to work as a team to make a good combination.
Okay, well, should we have a chat about some of these tracks that you've brought in for us today? We're going to start with some Argentinian musicians, Lolo Gasparini and Lucas Marti. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, Lucas Marti is a very prolific artist. He's been playing, I think, for the last 10 years, maybe more, when he has a band and he was very little. And in 2007, he launched a project with female artists singing. He invited female artists to be part of a record, and it was called Various Artists. But in Spanish, if you name Various as a female, you can tell if it's female or male. Mm. So it was talking about female artist, Varios.
Yeah.
And now it's a new record. He launched, I think, the 31st of December or 1st of January this year.
It's really new.
And I think it's a lot of songs. It's like 13 songs. Now it's available only on his social network in like Bandcamp. And it's going to be on a record on CD maybe next month. And it's very, very new, very, very fresh. We handpick up this song with Lolo Gasparini. She's a singer from her band is Isla de los Estados. It's a state in Ireland, in translation.
And she worked with really big musicians in Buenos Aires, like Gustavo Cerati, who played in Soda Stereo and really big bands. And also she works as a DJ, and she's really cool. And we thought this song was perfect for here.
Yeah. Okay, well, should we have a listen? Do you want to introduce the song to us?
Yes, why not? This is Vuelve from Lolo Gasparini and Lucas Martí.
Sé que nunca escaparás de mí, por eso condúcete hasta mí. No quiero verte sufrir, tu cabeza ya vive aquí. Vuelve y trae lo demás. Condúcete hasta mí, no quiero verte sufrir. No retengas el porvenir, vuelve y trae lo demás. ¿Cómo vuelve la soledad?
So that has a pretty sort of 80s retro vibe to it. Is that what the rest of the album sounds like?
It's different sounds, but yeah, he, Lucas, has something very strong from the 80s and has always something nostalgic in his work. He's very talented and he's made like plenty of different works. I really recommend what he does.
Yeah, but the album is, it has this period, but also the songs are really different because the artists he picked, they are really different. Like one of the girls is really rock. She has like a punk band and the other one is more like a pianist composer. So the songs are really different between each other.
Okay, so that's an album that's coming out in about a month or so on CD.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, let's move on to our second pick today. This is a Gabriel Garzon Montano. What do we know about him?
Well, he's something very new, and he's from New York, from a Colombian family, and he's very multi-instrumentalist musician, and he's given something like between classical and new. Like he has a lot of talent to give, to show, and new ideas.
And you say this guy lives in New York. Can you hear a difference between sort of Latin American music that's coming not from Latin America, the place, but coming from somewhere else? Can you hear the difference in it?
Sometimes maybe the sound of the record, of the mastering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it's from New York, it's maybe
a little bit more sophisticated.
But yeah, maybe Latin American artists, they work on their own, on their studios, more.
It's more spirit, like do it yourself.
Independent.
But yeah. Less collaboration.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have a track from 2014. This is released. This is Keep On Running.
Wasting away, swear that we're having a good time. We spend the days joking, and love to complain that there's no time. And so we're planning and planning, but only to live in the meantime.
That was Keep On Running by Gabriel Garzon Montano. I mean, that was a track from 2014. What can we expect from him this year?
He was touring last year with Lenny Kravitz all around Europe.
Oh, wow.
So I think he must have a lot of new ideas to show this year. Perhaps he will be recording something new. But he was busy touring.
And when you have, you have all these artists coming from South America, do you have any hand in trying to get them over to play gigs over here or in Europe, or is that not really part of what you're doing?
We are able to help the artists that are on Radio Cascabel in all the ways we can here, but we have just arrived last year, so we are new in town, and it's not that we have like a network of venues.
Mm-hmm. And also because we want to focus more like on radio project and working with a playlist, working other radios, because when we started here, radios in London started to become interested in our project, and we started doing shows weekly, monthly, and maybe that's the place where we try to help them, when we try to promote them more than gigs or venues, because it involves other things that maybe our energy is more focusing music and not perhaps organizing dates and all that.
And how do you source your music? Or is that a big secret?
More or less. No, it has been years of work. Like, because sometimes a lot of musicians also, they listen to the radio and they are like, I didn't know this guy. Oh, it's amazing. And they are really surprised because there are really unknown artists there.
Or a music journalist also. Mm-hmm. They sent us like emails saying, thank you, I knew this one and this one, but I didn't know about this other artist. Thank you very much. I don't know. We start searching, and then after 6 hours, you can get what you like.
Yeah.
It's like going from one point to another in the internet, surfing.
Well, we're going to move on to our final track now. This is by an artist called Helado Negro, who is born in Florida and now lives in New York. We've actually got a track from him. This is Rosita.
Oh, Rosa, Rosita, qué bien sería si tú fueras mía. Rosa, chiquilla loca, quisiera darte un beso en la boca.
So that was Rosita by Helado Negro. Tell us a little bit about him.
He's great.
Yeah.
He has a lot of musicians friends, like Devendra Banhart. Mm-hmm. He plays with him also, and some others. They have to do with Latin America, but maybe they are not based in Latin America right now, like Devendra or himself, Helado Negro. Helado Negro has a lot of Latin America, but he lived his life in the States.
Mm-hmm.
His parents are Ecuadorian, and he has a lot of the culture of Latin America, and he recently started to go to South America. So I think something is going to change a little bit in his future work.
And he's signed to Asthmatic Kitty Records. Are there certain record labels that you look to find this music?
Yeah, well, for instance, that one. But we search more by the artist, mm-hmm, than by the labels. And also, because sometimes we like one or two songs, mm, of the artist, but we don't like the rest of their work.
So you're going on a song-by-song basis?
Yes.
Okay.
It's really handmade, our job, because we don't use any random shuffle playlist. We try to get really inspired by the moment of the day. So the playlist is different if it's the morning or the afternoon or night. Perhaps we play more electronic or experimental. So it's really handmade.
And have you got any upcoming projects that you should alert our listeners to?
Yeah. One really big project in Buenos Aires. We're working with a really big hotel that has an art gallery. And we're going to do all the musical programming So we are bringing a lot of bands of Latin American, also more sound artists and visual artists also. So a lot of people is getting involved with this project. It's called Par. That it's the meaning of par in Spanish is like equality, like sharing with other a creative process of work. And while we are working on that, it's going to be all year, and it will have a lot of artists involved. So that's a really big project. And also in London, we are starting to think about doing a small Radio Cascabel tour in different parts of London with artists and DJs we know. Maybe mixing like local DJs, London DJs, or we have friends in Paris and Barcelona, Madrid that are DJs, and to do like more a mix between European and Latin American musicians and DJs.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Diego and Estevie, thank you very much for joining us on the Arts Review today.
Thank you.
That brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks to my guests, Diego Jalfin and Estefie Panizza of Radio Cascabel. Tune in and find out more about what they're doing at radiocascabel.com. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Holly Fisher. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow to talk theatre with Dominic Maxwell, but for now, goodbye from me, and thanks very much for listening.